Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener supported, hands on radio for grade at Columbia Counties. I'm Antonia, I'm 13, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Emily, I'm also from Hudson. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library.
Yay! So every Monday from 3:30 to 4, Gina, normally Ingrid, sometimes Moshi, sometimes Mamuda, previously Quinn, and previously Maddie.
And soon to come, Quinn again.
Yay!
When it's summer.
And Emily.
That's me.
And I.
Yay!
That's I. Are here talking about books. The books we love, books we're currently reading.
All that good stuff.
Yay! So today we're going to talk about some books.
Shocking.
Wow, can you believe it?
We missed you last week.
Yeah.
Antonia was very tired.
I was so tired. I napped. And you know, some people out there might say, that's not a good reason to come. But I never nap. So it was a good reason because I was sleeping in the car, which is insane.
Yeah, you apparently needed some sleep more than you needed to be on a radio show.
Yeah.
Which.
Yeah. It was pretty crazy.
Health first.
Yes, definitely. Health. Because I have gone on some weird health thing. Even though I'm a very healthy person, I've been researching lots of healthy habits and trying them.
What are some that you have found?
Every morning when you wake up, you should drink one glass of water because when you have been sleeping, your body is very dehydrated.
That is a smart piece of information.
Yes, you're welcome.
I don't always do healthy. It.
Me neither.
But I usually wish that I had.
Yeah. You also shouldn't eat in front of the television. You should eat with your family because you need to eat slowly because it's more healthy, and stop eating when you're hungry. I mean, when you're full. And because when you eat in front of the television, you focus more on that instead of your eating, and then you eat really fast and then you get overweight.
No.
But I always eat in front of the television, so I'm trying not to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe someone wrote a book about it, about being healthy.
I'm sure someone has written a book about being healthy.
I'm sure lots of people have written lots of books about being healthy. Yep. I've never read a book about being healthy.
No?
Mm-mm. Have you?
Have I read a book about being healthy?
Mm-hmm.
I've read at least portions of books about being healthy. I don't know if I've read a full book.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've seen books about being healthy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Hooray. So. People write books about lots of things.
Mm-hmm. If you could write a book about anything, what would it be?
Well, I would write a book about a fantastical land which I invented. Mm-hmm. Even though I don't really like to read fantasy, I like to write fantasy because when you write fantasy, you can be like, oh, darn it, so now my character's here and I don't know how to get them out, and it's really annoying. And then you could be like, oh yeah, magic!
La la la.
So you could fix, when you write fantasy, you can just be like, oh, darn, gee, that's too bad. Oh, wait, abracadabra, yay, problem solved. So, yeah, because when you write, like, realistically, if your character gets, like, stuck in a burning bus or something, then you kind of have to figure out a way to get them out,
mm-hmm.
and that's kind of hard. Yeah.
It's kind of like sometimes when I'm dreaming, mm-hmm. and it's not a very good dream,
mm-hmm.
sometimes I'm able to control my dream where while I'm still asleep, I realize that I'm dreaming, and I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Lucid
and I just totally change the story. I'm like, yeah, that thing's
that's
not chasing me anymore. Yeah,
lucid
I'm not falling
dreaming.
Anymore.
I love lucid dreaming. I do it sometimes. Actually, that's the kind of dreaming I was doing in the car.
Oh.
Last week. Yes. It was quite exciting. I don't really remember what I was dreaming about, though. I think I was dreaming about some cookies that I was eating.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very random dream.
Sounds like a nice dream.
Yep.
If I was having that dream, I'd be like, I'm going to continue eating cookies.
Yeah.
I will have more cookies.
And more.
More, more, more.
More.
Never-ending cookies in my dream. I never get full.
Yay.
In my dream.
Because you're the dream.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't eat in front of the TV.
No, not in my dream.
No, not in your dream.
Anyway, so you had a book you were going to talk about today.
I did. I actually finished this book last week. It was called Stranded Houses, and it was by Michael Cosby. I don't know.
We'll look it up.
His last name started with a K. We'll find out soon. But anyway, it was called Stranded Houses. It was pretty short, but it was fabulous. And I think he self-published. This Michael guy was at the book fair, and he signed it for me, and I was very happy. And he was only 16, or he is only 16. He wrote the book when he was 14, which is, like, totally insane.
He's 1 year older than you.
Exactly. And the same age as Ingrid and all those people. So that means that if they want to be cool like Michael, they have to publish their book now. And so he wrote this book when he was 14. And while I was reading it, I was thinking to myself, if I was a parent and I wanted to support my child's writing and get them published, I would kind of be hoping they'd be writing about lovely fairies dancing in the moonlight. Because I wonder what his parents thought when they read his book. They must have sent him to some counselors. Lots of counselors. It was a realistic book, I guess. It was about... It switched off points of views, mainly from two characters, a girl and a guy who met. It was basically like how they got to know each other, kind of. But sometimes it would be from other people's perspectives. The guy had this friend whose name was Elena. And they had been friends, best friends, since they were like born, basically, or like 4 years old. And now you might think that in a book, because as all books normally are, that the girl who was best friends with the guy who you liked because you liked the main character, she probably didn't have it very well off, and she probably wasn't very rich. This was very creative, though it was opposite. This girl was really rich, but she didn't have very much friends, and she wasn't very, she was really nice, but nobody really liked her because she got good grades and she was rich, and so people thought she was kind of snobby, but she really wasn't, and she was best friends with this guy. They would hang out quite often and do, like, everything together. And about probably every five sentences, it would remind you that, yes, Elena is my best friend in the whole entire world, and I have no idea what I'd do without her. However, it wasn't really told. There's only, like, one chapter that was told from Elena's point of view. And the rest of the chapters that weren't told from the guy's point of view were told from this other girl's point of view. And her name, I don't remember what her name was, but it was a nice name. And so she didn't have it very well off, and she went to a different school than the guy. And she, her mom, like, left her, and her dad was an alcoholic, and her boyfriend was on steroids, and he was abusive, but they ended up breaking up later. Sorry to break it to you. But then, so she didn't have it very well off. But she eventually became friends with the guy, and they kind of got to know each other, but the guy's friend didn't really like this new girl at all, so they ended up fighting. But yeah, it's kind of hard to explain, but it was really good, especially the fact that he wrote it when he was like 14. I was bedazzled, like insane. It was amazing. And so I really, really liked it. And yes, it was very lovely, and I feel quite bad for his parents, but it was a lovely book. Yes, and he was cute.
And he's from Cairo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe sometime, maybe we can have him guest star on our show.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps.
If we are lucky, lucky duckies.
So you think it was a good pick at the book fest?
I do. I'm very glad I got it because I got to see what some other people my age are going at.
I thought it was nice that they had a young author.
Yeah, I thought so fest. Too. Because, you know, lots of the other authors around there were like, I wrote a book when I was... But they were like old people. But then some of them were young people. But this guy
I was going to say, I don't think there were many very old illustrators and authors.
Yeah, but this guy was young.
But he was particularly young.
Yes.
Yes.
And it made me very happy to read his lovely book, even though it wasn't a very happy book. It had a nice, no, it didn't wait. Oh. Well, the ending, it depends on what you thought. Mm. It can be a bad ending or a good ending. It had two endings. Oh, it was so fabulous. Yes, I'm just thinking about that now. So you'll be surprised in the end. Very surprised.
What did you like most about the book? Aside from the surprise ending.
Surprise! I liked lots of things about the book. I liked that he wrote it when he was like 14 and just the way that it was and what it was about. I liked that it showed adults that, yes, in fact, 14-year-olds can write about that stuff. And they often think about it, too. Because I feel like adults now, they basically think like, oh, my lovely children love fairies and unicorns and babies. Yay! But it's not really true, but that's what adults think, I feel like, because they act like that all the time. For example, in school today, we spent 40 minutes threading one needle. Yes. That is a true fact. And so, yeah. I think that it was good that he showed them, like, yeah. And yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I looked up his name.
You did?
I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but it's Mitchell Thomas Kazanjian.
Kazanjian.
I probably said his last name wrong, but...
Yep.
I was maybe close.
Yeah.
That's Stranded Houses. Mitchell Thomas Kazanjian.
The title reminds me, wasn't there a movie that came out recently? Like, it was either Stranded House, or maybe it didn't come out recently. I think it was a horror movie. Or... Well, it had a similar name. This book's title was very, there was a stranded house in it, but it wasn't really a house, and it wasn't really stranded. So, actually, the title was extremely random and very random. The cover made me happy, though, because you couldn't really tell, was the girl on the cover Elena, or was she the other girl? And was he sitting in the grass on the back with Elena or the other girl? So it made you wonder and think in your head, I wonder who that was. It made me happy, though. It was a good length, too, because it was short.
That's always helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. What books did you read, Emily?
Well, I've still been reading some of the same books that I've been reading for a couple weeks now. But in the meantime, while I've been reading those, which was Winger by Andrew Smith, which is set at a boarding school, and it involves a rugby player named Winger, who's a 14-year-old junior. He skipped a few grades, so he's kind of young for his grade. And so I'm reading that one, which I've talked about a couple times. I'm almost done with that one. And then I'm still reading The Fifth Wave. I'm listening to that one on audio, and that's by Rick Yancey, and that's the one that's about sort of an alien apocalypse.
Ooh.
And what else? I've read a few. So while I've been reading those, I've also been reading some graphic novels, because I took a graphic novel class this spring, which I have finished. But
really?
I found that the class, because I was reading so many graphic novels for the class, they're fairly addictive. So I found myself wanting to read more graphic novels. So I've read a few of those in the past week or two.
Emily, it's okay. We'll help you get through your graphic novel addiction.
It's a very good addiction to have, I find.
It's a good addiction.
It's healthy.
There's bad addiction.
It's a healthy addiction.
And good addiction.
Yes.
Emily has a good addiction.
I mean, it's only, it's addictive, but it's not. Well, maybe I'm just using the word wrong.
Maybe.
It's tempting. Inspiring.
Inspiring.
I could quit if I wanted.
No, you couldn't.
Yes.
No.
But I don't want to.
I made a fishy.
You Sorry. Did.
Okay. So anyway.
So speaking of fishies, no, well, one of the graphic novels that I read recently is called Will and Wit, and it is by Laura Lee Gulledge, who I've read one book by her before that was called Page by Page, which was about a graphic artist, sort of the main character was a graphic artist, so it had incorporated a lot of that artist's work into the graphic novel, which was interesting. So it's a graphic artist writing about a graphic artist. And in Will and Wit, the main character's nickname is Will. Her name's Wilhelmina. But she goes by Will, and she is also an artist, but her artwork is that she makes these whimsical lamps.
Ooh.
And they're in part, she was in part motivated to do that by her fear of the dark. So by controlling the light, she's also sort of controlling her fear of the dark a little bit.
That's
or
cool.
Perhaps avoiding it and pushing it aside. But her fear of the dark is tied to sort of family tragedy that she's still dealing with emotionally.
Mm.
And it's summertime. I believe she's going into her senior year, so she still has 1 year left of high school. And she and her friends are kind of doing their thing over the summer, and then she ends up getting connected with this group of people who are putting on an art carnival in town.
Cool.
And so she gets connected with them, so that's sort of part of the plot. But then the major thing is that a storm comes along. It's Hurricane Whitney, which is the wit part of the title, so it's Will and Wit. And there's a blackout from that, so it forces her to sort of deal with her fear of the dark and deal with her the issues that are causing that, while also utilizing her artistic skills and helping the art carnival get pulled off.
Yay.
In a blackout.
Can I get invited to be at an art carnival too?
I'm sure you could get invited. I don't know of one happening, but perhaps you should throw one.
Yay, okay. That's good. So what is a whimsical lamp?
They're different. She has just sort of, well, she makes lamps, but they're not your standard, you know, obvious base with a light bulb and a shade. Mm-hmm. They're sort of, they're different in some way. Either they are operated differently or they just are structurally interesting.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And what I found interesting is that with Laura Lee Gulledge, with this book and with Page by Page, she uses a lot of sort of like symbolism, or she uses visual images that aren't realistic to sort of convey how her characters are feeling. And in Page by Page, it felt a little forced for me. I still enjoyed it, but it felt a little much. But in this one, she uses it mostly to convey the fear of the dark. Mm-hmm. So sometimes the character will be in a room and it's like there's something behind her that in the shadows, but there isn't really.
Ah.
And so I thought it worked really well in here.
I see. So how do you draw someone in the dark?
Uh-huh. I don't.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, I don't know how much was, I mean, there's some stuff that was in the dark where they're illuminated by candles or flashlights.
Oh, I see.
But a lot of it, you know, like a blackout also is during the day, so some of the scenes are during the daytime. It's just that they don't have power.
That's nice. What was your favorite thing about this book?
Well, I thought it was neat having the main character that has this unique artistic art form that she works with.
Yeah, that is.
And connecting with the
unique
art carnival was pretty cool. And I mean, the artwork's very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a very good artist.
And was it like, I don't know, like, was it her own sort of style, or was it anime or manga?
It's not anime. It's perhaps a little cartoony, like they look like people. They're identifiable as people, but it's not necessarily super realistic in terms of, like, there's not a lot of detail in their faces in terms of, like, older people don't have any lines or creases.
I see,
and everybody looks really you know, like clean or something. I don't know exactly how to explain it. But, you know, like perhaps the proportions of the face is a little bit more cartoony than realistic. But at the same time, they don't look, it's not like bone or something where they're.
I see what you mean.
And then some of the scenery is perhaps a little more detailed than the characters.
And she illustrated it herself?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. It's very nice. So, any last words for our listeners before we sign off for the day?
Yes. Yes, I have a couple last words. Two things. One, if you had, like, a fabulous suggestion of a book, or you had a comment, or you just wanted to say hi, you could email us at wearebound.by.books@gmail.com. And we would be so happy. We'd be like, whoa, that was so cool. Someone emailed us. And it would be really awesome. Or if you wanted more reviews or archive shows or reviews by Quinn and Maddie, who are no longer with us except for Quinn will be soon, or you just wanted to look at more stuff, you could visit our blog, which is wearebound.by.books.wordpress.com. And we would be like, oh my gosh, someone looked at our blog. And it would be insane. So, yeah.
And over the summer, we're going to have some giveaways on the blog. Woo! Of some teen titles, perhaps the middle grade too, but primarily teen, since that's mostly what we read.
Yeah.
So you'll want to visit for that reason, if not for the other reasons.
Yeah.
Because why not enter to win a free book?
Yeah, I mean.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, you should also have a nice day and a nice afternoon, and stay tuned for the afternoon show.
Yay. Because they're great.
And they're in the afternoon.